Back on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom this week. When he was still a candidate for president, Donald Trump promised to improve care for the nation's veterans. Now, veterans groups are calling for an 8.3% increase in medical funding for the Veterans Health Administration and a 10% overall increase for VA next year. Carlos Fuentes is legislative director for the Veterans of Foreign Wars. He talked with Federal News Radio's Tom Temin about the so-called independent budget.
So for the last 30 years, the VFW has partnered with PVA and DAV to essentially make recommendations on what stakeholders, as the veterans community, we believe is necessary for VA to really carry out its mission. This includes proper funding for VA healthcare and construction, IT, medical research, and a number of other appropriations accounts.
Do you feel that the department right now has sufficient frontline people, doctors, nurses, medical center directors, physicians, assistants, those kind of people that actually come in contact daily with the veterans?
Not at all. It's actually a common recommendation that we receive from our members. VFW has conducted a number of surveys on VA healthcare experience over the past 2 years. And the number one recommendation that we receive from our members when asked how to improve VA healthcare is hire more docs. We fully believe that VA has been under-resourced for quite some time, which has led to increase in wait times and such.
Well, do you think that increases in funding for the Veterans Choice Program and expansion of that so that veterans can get care for many routine matters outside of VA could alleviate the VA direct problem?
And it has. So the $10 billion influx that came along with the Choice Program certainly has alleviated a lot of that pressure or demand, built up demand in the system. However, the Choice Program is great, but the private sector is not always the answer. We have to take a look at where VA needs to increase staff. It needs to do it in a smart way, so it's not replicating what's available in the private sector. But, simply purchasing care is not always the answer.
And one of the recommendations you have is a big increase in construction because many of the VA hospitals are aging. And I guess at some point, hospitals get so old, it's better to tear them down and build new than it is to try to renovate. And what do you make of the fact that VA has lost so much money in that Aurora Showpiece Hospital in Colorado? That they've spent enough to build two hospitals so far, and it's not finished.
You're absolutely correct. Aurora is really the reason that VA has not been able to receive the appropriate major construction funding, especially this past year. They requested $1.5 billion and only received $500 million, and that's really due to cost overruns and mismanagement in Aurora. But we're working with VA to improve their construction process to make sure that buildings are delivered on time and on budget.
Because one recommendation I think the GAO is contemplating is maybe VA should adopt a template for hospitals, even though they might look all alike, but they could get them built much more efficiently if they had something like that.
That's certainly correct. One of our other recommendations is just reforming the way that process works. So you have the folks who design the project, the folks who are actually going to build it, working together from the very beginning. And that's one of the issues that VA ran into in Aurora, where the design was not very feasible. And when construction began, a lot of changes needed to occur.
We're speaking with Carlos Fuentes, legislative director for the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And I wanted to ask you about, in general, the care that veterans get at VA. Some of the requirements perhaps have changed from veterans of recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan versus those from the Gulf War era and the Vietnam era. As a group, do you feel that VA has kept up with the changes in what the veterans' specific needs are?
Yes. It's actually one of the reasons that veterans turn to VA. When we ask them, they say VA delivers high-quality care. It knows how to care for veterans, and it's an earned benefit. We have seen that the newer generation of veterans turn to VA more frequently or higher percentages than previous generations and with more disabilities. So VA is certainly doing its best to adjust. certainly has a way to go to make sure that it is welcoming to the new generation of veterans, including women veterans, which is the highest or the biggest growing cohort of the veterans population.
Because there have been reports that women's care specifically is not, or at least in some instances, has really not been very good in terms of the unique requirements of female patients.
That's correct. And adjusting to the gender-specific needs of women veterans has been a challenge for VA. Not all VA medical facilities have gender-specific care when it comes to OBGYN, but also in other clinics. For example, we've received complaints from folks, from female veterans saying that, you know, the orthotic clinic doesn't have, you know, the prosthetics that they need. For example, they only have male shoes and they don't have, you know, female-friendly shoes and things like that, which VA is now tracking, you know, and we've been working closely with Kayla Williams from the Center of Women Veterans to make sure that VA adjusts and addresses a lot of those concerns.
And on the IT issue, you mentioned that you are looking for an increase in IT spending and the scheduling system that is one of VA's signature systems that needs to be modernized has been kind of slow in coming. What would you like them to do, and what kind of money do you see them needing in information technology?
We were glad to see that Dr. Shulkin in a recent hearing announced that or agrees that VA cannot really keep up with the private sector when it comes to technological advances. So really turning to what's called COTS, off-the-shelf systems, when necessary is certainly the right approach, and that's what we believe VA needs to do with the scheduling system, which is archaic and needs to be updated. But also it's, electronic healthcare record.
Because the Department of Defense went with a commercial system, which they're starting to roll out for electronic health records, and VA keeps seeming to push for its own homegrown. Would you like to see VA switch to something like DOD has?
Absolutely. VISTA was, groundbreaking when it first came out, and certainly commend VA for being able to continue to update it and perform at a high level, but it's time, as the Secretary said, to really turn to the private industry and lean on their expertise, because VA, frankly, cannot keep up with advances in technology, and neither should it be required to.
And in this heightened political sensitivity season that we seem to be in, with everybody shouting at everyone, what kind of reception are you getting from the Veterans Affairs committees for this budget proposal, this year's version? And what are you hearing, if anything, from the White House?
So I think everyone understands that VA will need to receive an increase this year. The advance appropriations for fiscal year 18 are woefully under estimated. And that's due to sequestration and budget cuts, which we fully believe need to be eliminated. But, the administration and VA and Congress have been receptive to our suggestions, and we're looking forward to working with them moving forward. We're very optimistic that the president's budget will also increase or include an increase in VA's budget as well.
Is there anything that VA is doing that you feel they could stop doing to save money?
There's always waste, fraud, and abuse that needs to be eliminated. We certainly want to work with them to identify that. Overall, though, we see the demand for healthcare continue to increase. We also see that the choice program is due to expire this year, and that demand that's been met through the choice program is not going to go away. If anything, it will continue to increase. There is ways to find and offset some of the spending, but ultimately, as demand continues to increase, the budget should follow. And unfortunately, it hasn't in the past.
Carlos Fuentes is Legislative Director for the Veterans of Foreign Wars. You can find a link to the budget recommendations and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Still to come on Federal News Radio, a House vote on repealing the Affordable Care Act, possibly just one day away. First, though, a detailed blueprint for a bigger Navy. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu in for Tom.